sometimes you just can't resist. So that's like me and those little 888s when I'm, you know, building something, you know, like nodes in particular. I'm sorry, you can't beat a $10 RF deck. And they're clean enough. They sound good. They work for, you know, low power applications. But they're tough to beat for the price, I'll tell you what. I got a couple other ones like that. I think I grabbed a couple of those. I don't even remember what they are. Well, I grabbed a couple of those Redivis 85s, RT85s. I grabbed a couple of those, and no complaints. And then I think I got a couple of cheap GMRS-specific radios, which I was just going to give to people that, you know, you don't want having VFOs or anything like that. I think you remember me talking about it. My problem is that I would like to be able to eliminate channels from it so I could give it to somebody that only has, like, you know, one or two channels in it so that it's really, really just stupid easy to, you know, to operate, you know, and you can't, you know, but they have, like, all these channels, and then they've got all these, like, you know, ones that you can custom set, like, PLs and stuff like that, and it makes for a kind of a beat-up interface. And I think they got that wrong.